Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Hi, Jess.
Hey, hey. All right. Thank you very much for joining us today on our special, if you're listening to this, what could be any day of the week, but it's our special Wednesday episode. First of all, I want to welcome a lot of our new listeners. Thank you for joining us. For those of you who have not been listening for like the last 6 years, I just wanted to take a minute to like reintroduce ourselves because maybe not all of you really know who we are, who like really deeply know us. So I just want to like refresh.
Yes.
And like reintroduce
ourselves. I love when podcast hosts do this because if you dip into a new podcast and you're excited to be there and then you're just expected to know the whole like history of the people on the podcast. So yeah.
Like who am I to assume? Who am I to assume?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So
everybody knows who Jessica Matlin is.
Surely, right? So anyway, I am the director of beauty at Moda Operandi. But before that, I was the beauty director at how could I forget? Just a few months ago, before that, I was the beauty director at Harper's Bazaar and at Teen Vogue.
Yes.
I've been working in the beauty industry since basically I was a child. But yeah, those were the
biggies. That's how we met. We were both beauty journalists. And I'm a freelance journalist now, full-time podcaster. I write for Allure, The Cut, Women's Health, and most recently when I was on staff pre-pan, as I like to say, pre-pandemic, yeah. I was the beauty director at Marie Claire. So Jess and I bring all of our contacts, all of our like, I don't know, we have access sometimes, I think. We bring that all to you and that's our job.
All of our access and all of our obsessive research.
Analysis.
Yes. So anyway.
You know you're getting the real.
The real.
Real.
Okay. But anyway, so that is who we are. And why don't we get to the podcast? And of course, we want to get to know you. So drop us a line. All right. What is going on, Jen? It was good to see you this week. Good to see you this week. In the garden.
I know. Jess and I are hanging out more. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's really nice to be back out in the scene. Summer is over, well, long over now. And I have to tell you, event season is in full swing. So I'm seeing Jen, I would say on average now, it's nice. It's like once a week at least at a beauty event. So
yeah, we go to these brand launches to learn about products mm-hmm. and you know we bring them to you and we love them. So we'll continue to do that. We're going to do the news this week. Then we're going to raise a wand. Everybody did their homework.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The fam came
through with some fall fragrances.
So we're going to get cozy and that'll be our episode. You ready?
Awesome. Let's hit it. Okay. Headline time. So some major, major news at Estee Lauder Cosmetics. They have acquired the beauty license for Balmain. I just love saying Balmain. So easy on the mouth. Balmain, the fashion house, has developed, they're developing, producing, and distributing luxury beauty products with Estee Lauder companies. Estee Lauder is going to be producing this line in the fall of 2024. Olivier Rousteing, who I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Sorry, Olivier, if I'm not. In Women's Wear Daily, he said, "We're going to try to express what is the DNA of Balmain and beauty, but with the modernity that speaks to my generation and future generations." So in the piece, we don't have super, super clarity on what the line is going to look like, but he gave some hints.
Well, it's going to speak to his generation.
I mean, he's like a young, cool guy, you know, lots of like, you know, cool fans. He's friends.
I just thought that was kind of possessive.
Oldies. You're out.
I don't know what I got from it, but it was my generation. I was like, hey, isn't that, you know, could that be my generation too?
I don't know how.
It was rhetorical, Matlin. Okay. It was rhetorical. Continue.
Okay. Moving on. Thank you. Thanks for not putting me on the spot. Well, I like that they did, you know, he could have been very lofty. He did get very clear, or that he and Estee Lauder got very clear on some brand attributes or some aspects that they're going to hit. Diversity. He said that he wants to speak to, I love this, all the beauties. I liked that. I thought that was
really the beauties.
All the That's beauties
sweet.
In the world.
Yeah.
All the beauties in the world. I really liked that specificity. Kind of a nod to like the couture-ness, and I don't think that's quite a word. The couture-ness, I made that up, and the exclusivity of the line.
I'm going to Couture-té.
Couture-té. Yeah, that's definitely in their brand deck. A blazer is
hire me. Hire me, Olivier.
Look on LinkedIn and see if Balmain's hiring. You know, a blazer is $5,000 at Balmain. So expect rare flowers, okay? Expect like really special ingredients. And then of course, I mean, listen, every brand is going here, natural ingredients. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to cook up. They already have fragrances. Like, you know, I remember 20 years ago seeing, you know, Balmain fragrances. This is not like their first foray into beauty. And then also keen observers and shoppers will know that Balmain already has a hairline. It's already available.
Hair couture. I've used it.
What do you think, Jen?
It's luxe, luxe, luxe. It comes in these like boxes that you open it up and it's like, I expected, you know, a scepter for my throne to come out, but it was a shampoo. Smells delicious. I mean, for hair stuff, I'm always like, it'd have to like do a whole lot. It's beautiful shampoos and conditioners, like beautiful products.
Yeah.
Maybe not life-changing, but definitely luxe. I felt much fancier when I used them, so.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see what they do. I mean, Lauder has a really strong track record of what they've done with Tom Ford. They, you know, originally they started the Victoria Beckham beauty line. You know, they were the original like collaborators with her and before she spun out. So, you know, TBD, but very exciting. Watch this space. Okay, Jen, I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on the next news item because you were there. Beauty Pie is teaming up with Jenna Lyons. Marcia Kilgore, who we adore at Fat Mascara. I'm trying to be unbiased, but I'm sorry. She is amazing. She is the founder of Bliss Spa, the Fit Flop, which I wore with pride for several years. I don't know where those Fit Flops are. She founded, you know, Beauty Pie, which is this members beauty club where you buy items, like kind of, I wouldn't say at cost, but at a reduced price that are like, you know, super high quality. And you're in the club and there we are at Beauty Pie. So she is collaborating with Jenna Lyons, who was the designer for J. Crew, to create these lipsticks called Amazing Name on Lipstick. Jen, take it away, because you actually saw these lipsticks.
It's a gorgeous formula. Yeah, her whole thing is that she goes right to the factories and then pretty much gives you the factory prices, which sounds so lame, but like the stuff is luxury and you're getting it for a lot less than you would if you're a member of Beauty Pie.
But you pay, like, how does she make money? She's making money because you pay the membership fee. Right?
Of course. And then they're transparent, sort of like Everlane. So you can see how much, you know, what's built into the cost of the lipstick. Mm-hmm. So she found this formula and it's like a weightless. It reminds me of Sunny's face, but not as matte. It's very comfortable. Like you're getting a high color payoff, but with so much comfort. It's mm-hmm. a really gorgeous formula. And then she paired with Jenna to do the colors. Cause I feel like Jenna Lyons knows color. You know what I mean?
Like color. Yeah.
Like what's going to look good on people, but also what is in right now. So, mm-hmm. and there's of course that Jenna color, which is, it's like, I remember I did a story on this at a magazine back when she was at J. Crew and all the models had on this like coral red, a poppy, like Essie Clam Bake nail polish, but as a lipstick. Are you seeing the color with me?
Yes.
They and you don't need to wear a lot of other color.
Yeah.
And it's weirdly, this color looks good on everybody because it's both cool and warm, or perhaps you'd call that a neutral. And so the Jenna color within this line, I think, is like a little, I wink wink to that color that was so hot at the J. Crew catalog back in the aughts. But it's a gorgeous formula. So I'm excited about this launch.
And something else that you're touching
refillable,
on.
Refillable. I almost forgot.
Refillable.
Yes. Refillable lipsticks. We love that.
So one other thing that you touching on that we were talking about literally like right before we started recording was lipsticks that feel comfortable, because there's so many lip colors out there that are not. And I don't know why they're not. It's like your
fearless beauty podcaster here was trying a new product. And well, Jess called it tinted water, or like, what was it? Well,
flesh colored water. And
it's AKA foundation you don't want to put on, because it's basically just flesh colored water.
But like, there's a lot of like lipstick colored water that, you know, you put, and maybe that's
lips,
not.
Yes. Where it's like, what else are you doing for me? Like, cool. You've just now tinted my lips, almost like I got like lip blushing, like a micropigmentation. Yeah. Now there's color on my lips, but you've given me no volume, no comfort, no moisture, no like pizzazz.
I don't feel...
That's my lips, slightly darker. And I'm not about that life. So these lipsticks are not that. It feels nice to put them on.
I want to feel better. Like, for God's sakes, is that too much to ask? So, you know, especially if I'm paying like $30 for it. So...
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, I just heard the like rustle of papers across my desk. But anyway, that's, I'm doing the news. So
yes.
So that's what's going on. And I just think Marcia Kilgore gets it right so often. All right. This next news item, I was like, last night I was like dotting my I's and crossing my T's and thinking, I cannot wait to talk to Jen about this. All right. And you guys, of course. So remember how a few weeks ago we talked about how, now if you're scooting around the podcast feed, maybe you missed this, but if you are a consistent listener, come along with me for the journey. A few weeks ago, we talked about how the brand H2O Plus was being shuttered. Very sad. Now this is one of those early quote unquote natural brands that somehow, for a million different reasons, I'm sure somebody could do a brilliant case study, not me, not, I don't have the time right now, okay? But do a brilliant case study about how this beautiful natural brand did not make it over into the clean, quote unquote, beauty craze. Well, Beauty Independent, which is, you know, a very good website, check it out if you don't know it already, has a great piece on what's going on with the brands Kiss My Face and the brand Yes Too.
Kiss My Face.
Yes, that's the reaction I was waiting for. Okay, I was like, yes, I was so nervous you wouldn't react.
No, that was,
oh, one of my early brands when I would go to Farmore in Northeast Philly. And I remember discovering Kiss My Face. And like, I thought I was so cool. Like it went in with like the Aussie Sprunch spray and a little St. Ives. And then I had my Freeman mask.
Yeah,
and
Freeman is in the same basket. Yeah. Freeman is in the same basket. Yes.
And then my Kiss My Face. What's going on with Kiss My Face?
Okay, okay.
Also, that name is so old, it's new again. I could see that being a brand name these days.
Well, guess what? I think that is music to the ears of the team who is trying to help this brand out. And I love that Yes Too, like you didn't totally react to Yes Too, even though I love Yes Too. It's funny, like—
Oh yeah, but that but stayed it was like around a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's like 20 years later. Okay, so 15, whatever. So everything, your entire reaction is the reaction that I'm sure the Yes, the Kiss My Face team is hoping for, is like banking on. And by the way, if this Kiss My Face story is not
44-year-old women everywhere will be triggered by nostalgia.
but if Yes Too is resonating with you and you're like, oh, what happened to Yes Too? Or like, what's going on with Yes Too? Then that is wonderful too. Like these two brands are brands that really need some help, okay? And so these two natural beauty brands have had some issues with, according to Beauty Independent, ownership, leadership, and market changes over the years. So I was really excited to hear that they're under new management by Lionel Capital owned Naturally Original, and it's being steered by a new president named John Rapucci, and he is on a mission to revive both of these brands. They've had a lot of issues. There's lots of interesting figures you can read about if you want to get in the weeds there, but I'll just give you the exciting bits, okay? Yes Too, oh, let's start with Kiss My Face, okay? Kiss My Face is a brand that appeal to, okay, exactly like you hit the nail.
Oh God, that's going to age me.
No, it's not.
Listen, I like their olive oil soap, I think was what I used. Like a bar soap, but with olive oil, if I remember correctly.
They did have that. They did have mm-hmm. that. They had a lot of success with their sunscreen, which I was not aware of, but I do remember the olive oil soap. They had a lot of success with Gen X, okay? But the marketing and branding was speaking to the wrong customer.
AKA me.
Yeah, yes. And they're going to help with that. So they're going to be speaking to that brand again. And they really feel that they can change all that with the new leadership. And with Yes Too, they had Jen, I remember saying this. I don't know if I said it on the air if I said it to you. They had so many freaking SKUs. They had grapefruit, they had carrots, they had blueberry. It started out with just Yes to Carrots, but it was like cucumbers
and then there
blueberries
was coconut.
And water. It was, I liked the coconut and carrots were the best. Those were, for me, those were my favorites, but of course everyone has their own thing.
It's just so funny. Like this is like our break, like you're the millennial and I'm Gen X. And like Yes Too is to the millennial what I think Kiss My Face is to the Gen X.
I'm Gen
right?
X identifying. I'm Gen
I
X.
I know you are. Because and honestly, I feel like we're age agnostic here, by the way.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
We don't talk about our age a lot because this is not like a beauty podcast for people of a certain age. But I'm just telling you, this was like one of my growth brands.
I remember being at my friend Pam's house. Pam, if you're listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Her sister had a lot of Kiss My Face. Her sister was 3 years older. And I remember, I was like, oh, this is a very cool, like, kind of like, not hippie, but like it was... it was cool in the 90s to be into natural stuff. You know, it was like, that was a cool, you know, like.
Oh yeah. I shot Kiss My Face.
Yeah.
Freeman's, which kind of played in that space. And the Body Shop was my like.
Body Shop. And if you had some money, Aveda and Origins. Like it was
Oh
cool.
yes. Well, we could not afford Aveda.
No, but that was like if you were
One
rich.
One time my mom got the clove shampoo and she was like, do not touch it. That clove shampoo lasted for like 2 years because it was like $12 a bottle.
Absolutely.
And my mom was like, it's not for you, honey.
I get it. But Kiss My Face, I'm just going to give you like the real from the Beauty Independent. Kiss My Face will zero in on 35 to 55 year old consumers that have been its core audience. I love when a brand sticks with its original DNA, like bravo to you. And Yes Too will skew Gen Z and millennial. I think this is very exciting. And I just found this story super relevant and very cool considering that like, you know, so many natural brands have not really made it over the hump into clean, but the irony, and I hope I'm using the word irony here and not like in that Alanis Morissette
Or is that right? I think the irony is like, these brands paved the way for all of the clean brands, but so many of them, unfortunately, didn't quite make it in the, you know, didn't find that success.
It all goes back to communicating effectively. Skin cycling, we've done it before. Natural, clean, same thing, guys. Doesn't really mean much. Leans into a particular aesthetic and ingredient list, but like, it's not a regulated term. It's just a marketing term. But yeah, there's a lot of people out there that really like this space. And I remember I was one of them. So, I'm going to watch what happens with those two brands for sure.
Yeah. And then finally, get a jump on your holiday shopping list. You know, I'm a huge Barbie fan, and I was thrilled to hear that Barbie has a wonderful doll from their Inspiring Women series, which also has dolls like Jane Goodall and Ella Fitzgerald. They have a Madam C.J. Walker doll, which I thought was fantastic. So hopefully we all know who Madam C.J. Walker is. She was born as Sarah Breedlove, and she is the daughter of parents who were formerly slaves. They became sharecroppers. She was an incredibly successful entrepreneur, and she was the U.S.'s first self-made female millionaire. Her great-great-granddaughter actually worked with Mattel on the doll, which I was really pleased to hear. And it is $35, and it is absolutely gorgeous. So if you are into Barbie, if you have any little people in your life, any daughters in your life, collectors in your life, I just thought this was great. So anyway.
Oh, you're beauty obsessive.
You're beauty obsessive.
The queen of beauty when you see one. Yes.
So I thought this was really cool.
Get a Madam C.J. Walker doll.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there. When I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. This one's from Megan from Chicago.
Hi, Chris and Jen. Megan from Chicago here, longtime listener and such a fan of the podcast. I am here because I understood the assignment about fall scents, and I wanted to share one of my favorites, which is actually vegan and clean. It's described as a sort of a warm, sheer scent. It's the brand by Rosie Jane, and it's the Rosie Perfume. So the key notes are rose, nude musk, and vanilla, and it's just such a warm scent that really makes me feel like I'm, like, cozying up in just, like, a negligee under a nice, like, cozy blanket by the fire, reading a nice book, maybe drinking an apple cider. It's not necessarily, like, a fall scent, but it's certainly a cozy musk sort of skin-like scent. That I absolutely love and recommend. So happy fall, my favorite season. And yeah, so excited to continue to listen to the rest of the podcast episodes. Bye.
Megan, thank you so much. Teacher's pet. She understood the assignment. I want to stay on this though for a little bit because I think it will inspire people to share their fall fragrances. So send us your favorites to info@fatmascara.com. You can send us a voice memo or do like Megan did and give me a call, give Jess a call. We will not pick up the phone. You just leave a little voice message. And through the magic of the interwebs, I turn that into a podcast. The phone number is in the show notes. It's 646-481-8182. Oh, and as a reminder, any products we mention and brands we mention, things like that are also linked in the show notes for you.
Nice and easy.
So let's raise our own wands. Yes. I feel like I need to go first because mine is kind of in line with Megan's, if that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm obsessed with this perfume. The Perfumer's Story by Ozzy. She's Ozzy Glasser. She's a British perfumer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sequoia Woods.
Oh, that sounds right up your alley.
I think it's Ozzy's signature scent also. I've been spraying so much of this. It is a wood-based fragrance, obviously, Sequoia Wood. There's like a little patchouli in there, but not like dirty hippie, very warm and comforting. But it has this rummy quality. I don't know. What, dirty hippie patchouli? You know what I'm talking about. It has this rummy quality. I think that's the word I want, but there's this like, I don't know. It gives me a light synesthesia. You know how sometimes scents give me a feeling? I get this like bubble shape feeling on my skin. I can't even explain it.
Shaper?
It's like I'm like in a maroon bubble. It's a maroon bubble when I spray this because there's this rich gourmandness to the woods. So it's not like a dirty wood, but it has that hippie sensual quality. But there's also like a velvetiness to it and a warmth to it. So it's gorgeous for fall and the Perfumer's Story.
I'm just going to spray some right now. I'm so into it.
You just took me on a journey from the dirty hippie with the no sign through him. So I'm like, okay, he's out. Then I was surrounded in a maroon bubble.
Now come into the maroon bubble.
Then I was shrouded in velvet. Then I was alone with you on a hill. Smelling, it was like I went on a journey.
Well, isn't that what fragrance does, Jessica?
It did. It was beautiful. Okay, come with
Take us on a journey.
Come with me on a journey. You know how there are weighted blankets?
Of course.
Can I interest you in a weighted stuffed animal?
Abso-frickin-lutely, okay. You can.
Okay. So there is this line, and I'm going to say full disclosure, everyone. I am friends with the founder, okay? And so is Jen. We know her. We know her well. She told us about this idea a while ago. It's called Hugamol. And first of all, she had me with the name Hugamol.
She's the best writer. Yes.
It's so good. Hugamol. And the idea is you have this, and it's not just for kids, okay? You have this weighted stuffed animal that like comforts you, kind of like, you know, my cat doesn't, you guys all know, well, I just said at the top of the show, some of you might not know me so well if you just started listening to the show, but I used to have a cat named Janetta who I, you know, miss every day. And Netta used to climb on my chest at night and sleep on my chest. And it was so comforting, or like, you know, just sit on my lap when I was watching
TV. She still has a cat, Farina.
I love Farina, and we know disrespect.
Don't diss Farina like that.
I know,
Jess.
I feel badly. Farina, sometimes in the middle of the night, when I'm sleeping, she'll do this. She'll sit on my head and she'll put her little claws even like on my head. And it's very sweet and I love it. But I miss that feeling of an animal like on my chest. It's very comforting. Or on my back when I'm lying on my tummy. I can get that with my Hugamol. It's like that weight. So I'm not about a weighted blanket as much as I am this Hugamol. So if you have a kid or a sister or a little person in your life, like a younger person in your life, like a Hugamol is a great idea for them. But just even you as an adult, if you're listening.
Well, she made it because she used to like to have her husband's arm draped on her, and he didn't want to sleep like that. And so she needed a replacement for him. So it's like it has legs and arms so you can place it where you want it. And it's like a human thunder
blanket, jacket.
But in buddy form.
Yes. And I sleep with this damn Hugamol. So it comes in different animals. It has an elephant. I forget the other ones. I got the sloth. The sloth actually...
The sloth is so cute.
The sloth is great. I think the sloth is the top seller. But I think the sloth is amazing. And it's super comforting. And you could put it like on your tummy, you put it in the back. I love it. I love it. So I really want you to check it out. I really want you to consider it, not just because she's my friend, but it actually does help me with my Hit It Jen beauty sleep.
I love it. See what you did
it
there?
It does. It hits.
See what you did there?
I did. It's really helped me. And actually, Lake now looks for it. She thinks it's a koala. So she goes, give me the koala.
I mean, it's gray.
It's gray.
It's got longer arms. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Love it.
That would help with your beauty sleep. If you're someone who needs a little comfort, have a little anxiety, whatever, or just want that comforting arm, Hugamols. Yeah. Okay, get one of those. Then spray yourself in a maroon bubble of sequoia wood.
Yes.
And get your beauty sleep. And we'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.